Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:45, Tommy Tucker on this Monday of Thanksgiving week. Highs of 70 today. All in all, a pretty nice day, partly cloudy, but then we warm through the week to 80 degrees for a high the day before Thanksgiving, and then I don't know if it's a front or what happens, but a 60% chance for rain on Wednesday, and then for Thanksgiving itself, a 20% chance for showers, highs of 77, which is pretty close to 80, and then 79 on Black Friday, and then a front comes through to cool it off a little bit with a 60% chance for showers Saturday and Sunday, and the high Sunday only 67, and still too early to tell what's going to happen next week and in terms of cooler weather, although they're saying it is going to be an La Nina, which is going to be very mild. A COVID fighting tool is buried in your phone. Turn it on. That's what the Washington Post headline says. Really? Alex Hammerstone, our friend's head of risk management for TrustedSec, joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. Doing very well.
So tell me about this app in a COVID-fighting tool buried in the phone. What is all this about?
Sure. So it's actually a number of apps. And what this is it's a setting on your phone or something that your phone's doing in the background that then works with these different tracing applications. And what it does is your phone's kind of constantly sending out these Bluetooth signals. And then and you're receiving them as well. And so if your phone shows that you've been near somebody who is then diagnosed with the COVID, it will give you an update. It'll let you know that you were near somebody that had it.
But how does it know that?
So what it's doing
I'm
is
confused.
So if we're it is a little bit confusing. And I think when you first hear about it, you think that the phone's probably monitoring your location and then kind of correlating that. But for this, it's constantly sending out these Bluetooth pings. And so if we're in the same room and your phone receives a ping from mine, it will record anonymously, you know, they're saying, that our phones have been near each other. And then down the road, it'll store for about 14 days. And down the road, if one of us has been diagnosed with COVID, it will then send you a notification that your phone was near mine at some point, letting you know that you may have been exposed.
Wow. So does that have to be actively turned on in order to work?
It does, and when it rolled out, it was defaulting to being turned on. But there have been some different privacy settings and things like that. A lot of people I know have been turning it off because they're concerned about the privacy around it. But, yeah, it's something that's innate in your phone and the updates.
Can you just quickly walk us through if we want to turn it off?
Sure, absolutely. And of course, like anything else, it depends on the type of phone. I'm usually most familiar with the iPhone, but if you go into your general settings on your phone, you'll see something new, which is kind of the exposure notifications, and you're able to kind of walk through the menu there. It will allow you to kind of step through the settings.
Sorry, but I'm looking at it right now. Exposure notifications. When did they do that? During an update?
Yep. And, of course, we always recommend that you update your phone to the latest versions for a lot of security reasons. You know, when your phone's updated, it's not just features. It's not just new emojis. It's to fix security issues as well. There was a recent one for the iPhone that came along with all those new emojis that we're all enjoying, but it also had a lot of security updates. So the best advice is to keep your phone updated.
And it defaults to being on, correct? The availability alert?
That's correct. Although something, another piece that kind of adds some complexity is that this feature in your phone then has to integrate with one of the contact tracing applications. And currently, a lot of states have them. They're not very well connected to each other. But so there really is that second step that you need to have that application as well, so it's able to kind of trace you and track you.
I would take a break, pick it up here when we come back. If you all have any, I'm going to talk about some other maybe COVID scams that might be out there as well, and online safety for Black Friday shopping when we come back. We're talking to our friend Alex Hammerstone, head of risk management for TrustedSec. If you have any questions or comments about phone security at all, please feel free to text them into the whodatlending.com talk and text line 504-260-1870. We have not at all ignored the Saints' big victory yesterday over Atlanta and Taysom Hill's coming out party. We're going to talk about that for the next hour with Steve Court and Zach Streif, as we did earlier with Mike Dettillier. Right now we pause, though, for WWL traffic. Carnival in May? What? Jefferson Parish is considering it. Thanksgiving travel down 40% at Armstrong International. And today we celebrate a nut, a berry, and a coffee. Those are the headlines. Details with Dave Cohen and WWL First News in less than 5 minutes. We're talking to Alex Hammerstone, head of risk management for TrustedSec, about this COVID-19 app that you got, whether you knew it or not, with an update to your iPhone. And if you look under settings, you'll see exposure notifications. And it's one phone listening, and correct me if I'm butchering this, Alex, but it's basically, it allows one phone to listen to another if another phone gets a notification of something. Is that accurate?
I think listening is always a bit of a scary word. Again, it's kind of just pinging other phones and keeping a record of what phones were near each other. There are a number of protections in place. It's anonymized and encrypted and things like that. But really, it's just kind of sending a ping all the time to other phones in the area, so that if later one of the owners of that phone is then diagnosed, it's able to kind of trace what other phones have been pinged by that phone and then send notifications to those people. Obviously, when you kind of think about it, there's a lot of, you know, ways that could break down, whether it's people not having their phones or having Bluetooth turned off or anything like that. So it's certainly imperfect. And, you know, as the cases rise, it becomes a lot less effective to kind of keep track of that. Obviously, it doesn't tell you someone wearing a mask or, other things like that. But it's just kind of another tool in the arsenal. And I think from a privacy standpoint, you know, it's been pretty well reviewed, and it's probably something that's worth turning on for most people.
I was going to ask you, you're the head of risk management. Is it on your phone? Do you have a problem with it?
I do not. Although, to be honest with you, even though I work in this industry, I am probably a little bit less careful with my privacy than I should be. It's a little bit tough, you know, where I live.
The plumber always
public record.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the plumber always has a leaky toilet, and the mechanic's car always needs fixing.
That's about right.
Somebody texted in here, and I found it interesting because I've had this issue myself. Basically, a credit card expired, so their iCloud storage, they were getting charged $1 a month for, and they never did really know why they had that. Now they keep getting notifications, et cetera, et cetera. The phone wasn't backed up. Can you make that go away, or do we really need this iCloud storage? Explain all of that, if you would, please.
Sure. So iCloud storage is kind of an interesting thing. Your phone has a certain amount of storage, right, just like a computer or anything else. And when you buy the phone, you kind of select how much storage you want. And the iCloud kind of does two things. One is it's kind of an overflow for your storage. So if you have, let's just say, 10 gigs of storage on your phone and you've got 12 gigs of pictures, you can kind of upload them to iCloud and be able to access them and keep them there. And then it also backs up your phone. You can obviously back up your phone to your computer and kind of keep the backup there. So if you lose your phone or something happens, you have all the settings available. But iCloud's another way for you to be able to upload that backup and have it stored securely. Now, one thing to consider, if you look at these celebrity hacking, where all the photos were hacked, everyone remembers that. Those were a result of their photos being on iCloud and then having insecure passwords, so really simple passwords that the hackers were able to guess them and get in and see those photos. So if you're using iCloud, you want to make very, very be very sure that you have a very strong password.
Or watch what you saved to the cloud, I guess, right?
Well, I certainly can't make any judgment on that, right? But but yeah, that's kind of another thing is, you know, if it's going to the iCloud, you want to make sure it's probably not something that's too personal.
Unless you want people to see it. I don't know. Alex, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. You all have a nice Thanksgiving, okay?
You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Alex Hammerstone, head of risk management for TrustedSec. Coming back, Steve Court, Jumbo, talking Saints, WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.